In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Begin from Ecclesiastes chapter 1. I believe God has touched you. I believe since this meeting started, you have no regret for coming. Whatever He has done in your life, you will live to reflect it all the days of your life. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. I'd like us to read. I found it. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9. Together now, let's go. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done, is that which shall be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Amen. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And the thing which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. It's men that have news. God has no news. Because known unto God are all His works from the foundation of the world. Known unto God are all His works from the foundation of the world. It is men that have news. God has no news. There is nothing new under the sun. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verse 18, it said, known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. Acts chapter 15, verse 18. And then when you take that back to where we are coming from, it means God is aware of the age we are living in from the beginning of the world. And God was very much aware of the crisis, economic depression, economic crunch. God is aware of the escalating rates of inflation. God is aware of the impending famine and the imminent, problems and troubles among men. There is nothing new under the sun. The other application of that statement is that if there's anything happening now, find out it happened before. Now, and find out what He did that before. And find out what the people did that made Him to do what He did. Then go ahead and do the same thing. You said, I am the Lord, I change not. Amen. Then go ahead and do the same thing, for He said, I am the Lord, I change not. I'd like you to please take note of this statement. Whatever darkness is coming upon the earth today is prophetic. Is what? But thank God, in the midst of that darkness, prophetic also is the triumph of the saints. Hallelujah. And there is a condition that will distinguish the saints from the rest of the world. That condition is walking in the light. Doing what? Walking in the light. He said in Isaiah chapter 60, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. For though the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you, and the gates that will come unto your light, and they are gates to the brightness of thy rising. That's God speaking. That there is provision for the saints to shine if only they will embrace the light of God that's available to them. In the midst of this gross darkness, there is a provision for your distinction and my distinction. In the midst of this darkness, there is a provision, a divine provision, for your distinction and my distinction. That is, by destiny, we are not designed to come under the same affliction that darkness is bringing upon the world. But only walking in the light will make the difference. And walking in the light is walking in wisdom. For whosoever gathered these sayings of mine and doeth them, the same is a wise man. Amen? The same is a wise man. So, if you must be distinguished, then it's important to be aware of how the other people are distinguished. Please listen very carefully. Famine is imminent. But that's no news to God. Because in the time of Abraham, there was famine. Even though God had made a covenant with him in chapter 1 and chapter 12 of Genesis, verse 1, 2, and 3, in verse 10 of the same chapter, he was welcomed into famine. But in chapter 13 of that same book, verse 2, in the midst of that famine, Abraham had become very rich. In cattle, in silver, and in gold. Hallelujah. In chapter 24 of it, Abraham was blessed. He said Abraham was old and sickly in age, and the Lord has blessed him in everything. So famine had no effect on him. We must find out how he escaped. Particularly because through Jesus Christ, we are mysteriously connected to the Abrahamic covenant. The Bible says that the blessings of Abraham might come unto all who are Gentiles, that we might obtain the promise of the Spirit through faith. That means if we see family, we are only enjoying our inheritance. Hello? If the blessings of Abraham has come upon you, the challenges of Abraham you will also see. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Now, Abraham had a son called Isaac. Isaac escaped this slaughter. But in chapter 26 of Genesis, Abraham had his own inheritance of famine. There was famine in the land. He said, different from the famine that was in the time of Abraham. It's a continuation. It's a different one, but just to show that he's connected to Abraham, he needed famine. How many of you are connected to Abraham here? Hallelujah. And great was that famine. He said the famine was sore. And the Bible said, in spite of that famine, van 12 of it. And Isaac sold in that land, Genesis 26, verse 12. And the Lord blessed him. He had 100 fold return the same year in spite of drought. Only God can explain that. His ways are far finding out. And the man became great and what so until he became very great. And all the Philistines envied him. And that was not enough. Jacob also came. And famine said to him, welcome. So it's not strange that things are on the high side. It's not strange that things can no longer be explained around economic tables. It's not strange that nobody can tell what inflation is bringing about next. It's not strange. Let's read in chapter 26 of Genesis. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. There was what? A famine in the land. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land where there was famine. Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed them. And the man was great, and went forward, and grew until he became very great. In spite of the famine, the covenant of greatness you have with God remains intact. You are not destined to be a survivor of famine, but a succorer of men in the midst of famine. And the Philistines, he said, the man had possessions of flocks and possession of arms and great strong servants, and the Philistines envied him. This is the time, men, we envy your God in you. And I love the way Paul put it. He said, we brethren as Isaac are children of promise. Galatians chapter 4 verse 27 or 28. He said, we are children of promise like Isaac. So if Isaac saw famine, it is no news that famine is threatening in our own time. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Anything that is not strange, it is feminine to weep. Anything that is not strange, it is being a woman to weep. I'm selecting my words very well. Amen. You know, it's the tears of women that is so difficult to stop in anything. And most of the things are not strange, but they won't stop. Anything that is not strange, it is womanly to weep. This is not the time to cry and wonder and ponder. It is time to respond by covenant to the challenges. Let's see the man called Jacob. Family also had a part of his own, was a part of his own heritage. Chapter 43, verse 1, Genesis. Genesis chapter 43 and verse 1. Shall we read it together? It's a very short verse. And the famine was sore in the land. Hallelujah. And the famine was sore in the land. The famine was sore in the land. There was famine, and it was a very grievous famine. Every one of them had their share. We can't blame God for our own share. Hallelujah. And the famine was sore in the land. Now look at chapter 30 of the same Genesis. Genesis chapter 30. Hallelujah. one of them was prepared for the famine. See Jacob here in verse 43 of chapter 30. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camels and asses. Chapter 30, verse 43. Before the famine came, covenant has made them ready. Hallelujah. Preparation is crucial for any adventure in life. We are face to face with a challenge. And we know Jacob was well prepared, because as the famine began to bite more and more, there was no bread, chapter 47 of Genesis, but there was money. I said there was no bread, but there was money. Money is your greatest defense in famine. Money is your greatest defense in famine. So when the Bible says Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12, money is a defense, it is at difficult times like that. Money was waiting. Famine arrived late. Money was there to deal with it. And we are told he sent his people to go and buy corn. You know the story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Money paid in the land, but it didn't pay in the pocket of Jacob. If you look at that chapter very well, we are told that in verse 15, and when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, and where shall we die in thy presence? Money failed in the land, but covenant money never fails. Money was in the pocket of Jacob. Money will be in your pocket. Money failure simply means money lost value. What money used to buy before, you can't buy it anymore. So it's not the first time inflation will come. It's not the first time the value of dollar will drop. But I'm glad to let you know, the value of the covenant never drops. I said the value of the covenant never drops. I'd like you to see ahead of you a future of honor and dignity. In spite of the news, there is hope for you. I said there is hope for you. In spite of the news, there is hope for you. As long as on the throne and on the right track, there is hope for you. Hallelujah. If they emerge victorious and triumphant in spite of the famine, you will emerge victorious and triumphant in spite of these hard times. In the precious name of Jesus. In spite of these hard times, you will emerge victorious. In the name of Jesus. All I try to do now is to help us to see that what we're experiencing is no news to God. That our distinction is guaranteed if we will walk in the covenant. Our triumph guarantee if we will walk in the fear of God. He said the Lord's eye is upon the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. He said they shall not be afraid in evil time, and in the time of famine they shall be satisfied. You shall be satisfied. You shall be satisfied. You shall be satisfied. In the precious name of Jesus. That's important. Money failed to the point that people offered themselves to be sold. The first time Egyptians came to Joseph, and he told them, if you don't have money, you have cattle, you have properties. Bring your properties, and I give you food. all the properties were sold for bread. That project will last them 1 year. So they came back the second year, they said, we don't have money. All our properties are already with you. Therefore, buy us. Now look at that. Verse 18. Shall we read together verse 18? Verse 18 of chapter 47 of Genesis. Okay, who did let everybody find it? Chapter 47 of Genesis, verse 18. Shall we read together now? When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not have this from my Lord. How that our money is spent, my Lord also has our house of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our lands. Now, verse 19, shall we read verse 19 together? Wherefore shall we die before thy eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. You will not experience that. You will not experience that. You will not experience that. You know what they were looking for now? They were looking for seed. Why? They ate the seed plus the bread. Shout hallelujah. They said, buy us and give us seed that we may plant. They are late copper farmers. They have to pay the price for it. They ate their bread plus their seed. The land was there, but there was nothing to put in the land. Time out. Too late. May it not be too late for anyone here. It's coming. It's coming. It's happening. But for the righteous that walk in the light, it's a time of celebration. For you, it shall be a time of celebration. For you, it shall be a time of celebration. Somebody said, can it be happening to everybody and then you be exempted? Yeah. The Bible says, a thousand shall fall on your right and 10,000 on your left. He said, with your eyes you shall see them. They shall not come near you. That is until you see 11,000 collapse. You don't have any spiritual reason to be afraid. To be concerned, not to be afraid, to be concerned at all. There must be up to 10,000 business collapses on your right and on your left, not in the land. It must be on your right and on your left. The businesses here, I'm not aware they're up to 10,000. I'm not sure. On Amadu Bello, are they up to 10,000? 10,000 businesses? That if one of them fold up, you should be least concerned. He attack with your eyes, you shall see them, except you close your eyes. But they shall not come nigh thee. This morning I want to initiate you into a covenant mentality that will provoke your covenant work with God. That 10,000 are free to fall on the left, 1,000 on the right. He said, they shall not come nigh thee. He said, with your eyes shall see the recompense of the Lord upon the wicked. When they shall say that they're falling down, then thou shalt say there is a lifting up. The evils of this time, we have no access to you. The evils of this hour, we have no access to you. But the great lesson from that passage is, don't eat your bread with the seed. God gives bread to the eater, And he gives seed for sowing, not for eating. All the poor man eat the seed, plus the bread. A dedicated farmer separates the seed from the bread for Italy. And at this point, they are eating all their fruit plus the seed. And there was nothing to sow for a future. Every time you see a blessing in your hand, a portion of it is for eating, another portion of it is for sowing. It requires covenant sense to distinguish between the two. Not everything that comes to your hand will go to your mouth. Your belly should not be allowed to be your God. Your belly should not dictate what goes into it. Your God should dictate it. Your God should dictate it. For every gift of God in your hand, there is bread for eating, there is seed for sowing. That is the way to prepare for these times of uncertainties. That is the way to prepare. In the time of Jacob, money was his defense. Money was his defense. Money was his defense against Babylon. Hallelujah. Chapter 42 of Genesis, verse 2. Let's start from verse 1. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look on one another? In time of famine, if you don't have money, you'll be looking on one another. And he said, behold, I have heard that there was corn, or there is corn in Egypt. Get you down and buy it for us from there that we may live and not die. Did he say, and beg for us? Did he say, and beg for us? And buy for us. Now look at this. Verse 55 of chapter 41, just a few verses backward. Hallelujah. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what is here to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came to Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. Please listen to me. As soon as Egypt got a wind of an impending famine, preparation began by the wisdom of God. Preparation did what? Joseph at home interpreted the dream and told the king that famine was coming. And he said, now use the wisdom of God to prepare for the famine. Hello? Use the wisdom of God that he has given you to prepare for the famine. Every famine that is not prepared for will make a victim of the people. Famine is coming. This is the hour to prepare for it. The famine was all about the land.
The preparation that Joseph made was the security of all the dwellers of the earth that time. Your preparation today can save your entire village. I say your preparation today can save the entire village. Joseph prepared by the wisdom of God. In the plenty, the time of plenty, they were not 10-finger consumers. They were laid up treasures according to the dictate of the wisdom of God. Amen. This is the time to lay up treasures according to the dictates of the wisdom of God. Let anyone become a victim of the impending evil time. There is nothing you have saved that is able to save you. But the blessings of God make it rich and have no sorrow with it, no matter how much sorrow is in time. God's blessing will pave the way for your own laughter. I said, God's blessing will pave the way for your own laughter. So, preparation was made. Concentrated preparation. Genuine preparation. And when time came, the storehouse is open. Your storehouses will open. Your own storehouses will open. Your own storehouses will open. When time came, the storehouses were open. We have preparation at the middle. What preparation are you making? The wisdom of God told Joseph to be buying food and storing. The wisdom of God now is telling us, lay up treasures in heavenly places where the moth cannot reach to destroy and devour. Thereby, lay a foundation for the time to come. A time is coming when only what you can draw from heaven becomes your security. I said, the time is coming. When I said, the time is coming. When only what you can draw from heaven becomes your security. A young copper girl at Lagos Church. He said, he heard the bishop said, thou shalt not appear before the Lord empty. She borrowed 100 naira. That there is no way, if she said, don't come empty, I will be doomed to go empty. She borrowed 100 naira, gave 30 naira the previous day, gave 30 naira, I mean 40 naira on Sunday morning, used 30 naira to buy anointing oil, 100 naira was off. And she sat down in the service. The third day when she gave that money, we give an envelope, all of us. So there is nothing on our face that looks like a needy. Somebody was coming from home, God has told them to put 20 pounds in an envelope. He will give it to somebody when he gets to church. And I've never met her before. Does God know her name? She doesn't know his name. And to open the other copper uniform as to secure mercy. And soon, as service was over, she was to pass through this door. But there were too many people, so she turned this way. And the elderly man just touched him. Excuse me. He said, don't open it till you get home. She received the return 1,500 naira. How much? We must engage the wisdom of God in our preparations. We don't have a choice. There is no storehouse anymore in Egypt. The storehouse is now in heaven. That's where the treasure will go for the time to come. Now that there is still something inside your pocket, this is the time to post your bills. This is the time to post your bills. This is the time to register your preparation in the heavenly places. This is the time. Now listen to me. That man now already had the testimony. He didn't go to the lady. He now went to the pastor. He said, as soon as he had that testimony, the Lord spoke to him to be giving the pastor 2,000 naira every month for that girl. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Unto this man will I look. The Bible has a contract that who trembles at my word. Can you imagine a couple receiving 2,000 naira on top of his little stable? Everybody from the Bible that wants to know him, he'll be popping into the pastor. Pastor will be giving it to her. So we have to alert. Who is that couple who gave that money the other time? When did they do see that they have to go to the church to find out what he called her name? Can you see blessing looking for her? For probably 100 naira, blessing was chasing after her. 2,000 naira monthly. Now it is God talked to that man. The man didn't know him. Didn't know her. Now the same God did speak to the man. Now that's about finishing the something, can't you give her a job? Or God that speak to him, start her helping the business. Don't let her know you at all. Give them 50,000. He can speak that to him. Because this girl will still borrow tomorrow to give. Thereby laying the foundation for the time to come. Every time you come and you say, I don't have, you are putting nothing to the store. And when famine comes, you will find nothing there. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4, he said, the flock that shall not sow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in habit and find nothing. This is the time to be overdoing in our investment in the kingdom of God. This is the time to be overdoing. Now there was a woman. She came to the church. Her name is Mrs. Ogorowo. She's a nurse. But she came to the church and heard that, you see, captivity don't turn until you turn. So she divided her salary to two. Meanwhile, they were facing trouble at home because the husband was not being paid his salary in the place where he's working. So they had enough trouble in their pockets. She divided that salary to two and gave. He said, beginning from the following week, our house was virtually turned to a clinic. Every sick person was coming to our house. She's not a doctor. She's a nurse. So we began to treat them at home. He said, even if they don't pay the husband forever, they are okay now. It's time to prepare for this prophetic famine that is not avoidable. Oh God of heaven, when you hear prophecy, don't pray to thwart it. This is God's prophetic agenda. It cannot be thwarted by the prayers of men. You can only seek your own exemption in the midst of the crisis. You must be free. I don't want to see any man here become a beggar. I want us to together be helping the poor out of their poverty. Because we are sitting down at the very port of abundance. Every day you are talking to church and there is nothing in your house, bring your shoe and drop it in the bucket. As for you, if it is don't come empty, see that you don't come empty. What about if you come empty, trade and use the money for the bus at your seat? That is how to practically prepare for the famine. Greatness is a function of preparation. Jotham became great because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. 2 Chronicles 27 verse 6. Your greatness lies in your preparation. Your greatness lies in your preparation. Let prepare the way of the Lord. Let me cry at the sound of affliction. Let prepare. Somebody said he had the testimony of one man, and then he now told himself, my tithe, my hajib, my club 8-1-8, and then 10% of every other thing that remains. He said, there's 10% that remains for you, anything that remains. That's how preparations are made. You are among the most fortunate people on this planet are today. Who is privileged to be aware that nothing is going to come down? Therefore, you must go up, or you'll be pressed down. Nothing is going to come down. Can you imagine when cement will come back to 250 kobo? Now, I know you are a faith man. Can you imagine when cement, you will hear on the radio, cement is now 250 kobo? Can you imagine that? Now, listen to me. You know why this first person is all like this? Everybody will be happy when they increase the price. If it can be bought, if it can be found, isn't it? Some part of this country have been in it for 2 years, isn't it? Lighting up as a duty, you duty yourself for 4 days, a whole family man. And then the thing moves only 2 kilometers, I mean only 10 meters per day. And then you sleep there. One of the general's wives in Lagos told me she bought fuel 4,000 naira per 50 liters. I said, it's good for you. It's good for you. It's good for you. It's a general affliction. It must reach all generals. It's good for you. Since you're a general's wife, that's why it's reaching you. It's a general affliction. Only Israel will be exempted by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like you to be excited. God is not eyeing your money. Your position is not a plus to the program of the Almighty, but your future lies in His hand. Will you let Him have His way? Would you let Him have His way? Would you let Him have His way? One of our brethren was telling us a story, an experience he had in the U.S. He went into a disco night before he was a believer. You know, and then that club is white only. Is what? So the man at the gate, even though he has bought his ticket, $20 or $120, something like that time. And he was going there to enter. The man said to him, excuse me, please. Any problem with you? He said, I have my ticket. He said, now that you still have your legs, move. Hallelujah. Now that you still have your legs, do what? Move. Now that is still food on your table, move. That the time we sow seed, that's not time we sow bread. He said, cast your bread upon the waters. And after many days you shall find them. This is beyond seed time. It's also bread casting time. To demonstrate our God with God that we can't save ourselves from the oncoming trouble. Can you say better than that? Your biggest saving now is in God. That's your biggest saving is in God. All these prophets are testifying about, blessings, who are looking for them and chasing after them. They will chase after you too. They will chase after you too. Some have hospitals, nobody is going there. Some people have no clinic of any kind. Everybody was going to the house. Because by strength shall no man prevail. I plead with you. We are in the greatest time of preparation. Don't be left out. If the third bank that they are battling, then you're not victim. We are in preparation time. Don't be left out. We are in great preparation time. Don't be left out. Tightly. It will amount to a risk on what is coming on the earth. Let no man that is adding anything through any form of labor, despite investments of all kinds, to the kingdom of God, for that is part and parcel of your preparation for the evil time that's coming on the earth. But when you are working in God's wisdom, like we said yesterday, you will have boldness. You will have what? Boldness. And answered with confidence by the faith of Him. Friends, I am practically at rest. I am practically at rest. Practically at rest because of the boldness that comes by walking in the wisdom of God. And answered with confidence by the faith of Him. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11. You can't be bold, but you are doing the right thing. Do you want boldness? Do the right thing. For the wicked rot from your position. But the righteous shall be as bold as a lion. What is righteousness? Believing God's word for any situation. What is God's word for the time to come? Lay foundation through giving for the time to come. And when that time comes, we have smiles. Hallelujah. It's time to start demonstrating our faith in God. And that will bring us boldness and assets with confidence. As a giver, with the bottle of oil inside your hand, you can keep your kitchen store constantly replenished. Constantly what? As a giver, you can keep your kitchen store constantly replenished. And that is no news. You replenish the store of the widow of Zarephath. He can replenish your store. That is why nobody can get more to buy. Heaven will supply by rent. In the time of widow Zarephath, there was nowhere to buy flour or where to buy oil. But heaven's kitchen was released to her service. This is your hope for the times to come. How many believe the word of God this morning? You believe the word of God this morning? This is for your own upkeep, that you don't become a beggar now that you are still a believer. Now that you are still a believer, invest in your belief. Let you become a beggar. I have been young, now I have old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor you see bad bread. Even your children's children will not beg 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 bread. It's time for provocative investments. What do I call it? Provocative investments. Provocative investment. It will bring heaven's favor around you like a shield. You turn to the left favor, to the right favor, behind favor, on the side favor. It shall be so with you in the name of Jesus. It shall be so with you in the name of Jesus. It shall be so with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I hear you say this is preparation time? No reason will hold me back. for being adequately prepared for the time to come. Let me close as I read from 1 Timothy. By the grace of God, tomorrow night we shall be holding here a Passover service. Shout hallelujah! God is going to separate every Israelite from the affliction of Egypt. As God that you are determined to walk in this life, you will not carry any mark of Egypt's affliction on your life. So tomorrow night, instead of the communion, we will be having the Passover service with the blood of sprinkling. You shall be abundantly separated. If only you will be obedient, the blood will seal your separation. If only you will be obedient, the blood will seal your preparation. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Lord, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor drunk in uncertain riches. Now look at any money you hold in your hand. The Bible defines it as uncertain riches. Uncertain riches. It's wrapped in uncertainty. Now he said, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to endure. Don't drop in your service. Don't drop in your own physical preparations. Drop in your heavenly spiritual preparations. But they think that they do good, that they believe in good works, ready to what? Distribute, willing to communicate. Amen. Communicate means giving to the needy. Lay up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So the preparation is, get ready to do good. Get ready to be good, to be rich in good works. Get ready to distribute. Be willing to communicate. Your foundation against the time to come will be solid. Hallelujah. Your foundation against the time to come will be solid. I commend you to the God of all times and seasons. The God of the day is also the God of the night. That as light season comes upon the earth, you shall be exempted from his horror. Our God is God of both the day and the night. If he has kept you during the day, he will keep you in the night. It's time to do good with what we have. It's time to become rich in good works. It's time to distribute. It's time to be willing to communicate. That is how to lay our foundation for the time to come. I close on this note. Every family that was not prepared for makes a victim of the unprepared people. Now that they have opened our eyes, let us not pretend to be blind. I plead with you, join me in this preparation. Me and you, we carry food to nations of the earth. Where there is no war, there is no bloodshed, there is no epidemic, but there is hunger. Me and you, we carry food there. Because we shall be trapped with excess. We shall carry food there. Your family will throw the container of rice, 200 bags, as That's your contribution. That time is coming. This is the hour to lay foundation against such time. This is the time to lay up in store where the Lord cannot reach. It's time to demonstrate your totality of faith in God. I believe God that at this time, which can be called the night season of this age, your light will shine forth. No generation of yours after you will beg. Just like Israel remained on top, as you engage yourself in the consensual tradition, you will remain on top. I said 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 you will remain on top. That is the way to go. In Brazil, they had a lot of problem with children, street children. Street what? Street children. That they have to become inhuman in handling it. They use police squad to spray some of them. Kill them now then. We are alive today to bear the glad tidings of life. I want us never to imagine ourselves becoming one of the victims, but becoming one of the rescue team members. We are going to rescue this generation from this ravaging poverty, ravaging hunger, and all the epidemics of life. It shall be done in the name of Jesus. It shall be done in the name of Jesus. I thought let's have some last testimony. One was a lecturer in a Bible school. Two students were to be sent away because they couldn't pay their fees. And the professor just bought a car. That was his first car. He wasn't married, so it was his wife also. Anytime he was free from lecture, he would sit down inside the car, not go anywhere, just sit down there, and we'll have a nice time. And when Mr. Krishna rose, the Lord impressed on his heart to sell the car and pay the bills of those students. Mr. Somra's ministry has a plan today, distributing relief to nations of the earth. They came twice to Liberia, carrying relief in Christian cargo plane. Oh my God! Because he understands he's a genuine man. He's not seeking a name. He had been used to it before it was nothing. He saw that car and became careless. But he doesn't need a car anymore. No matter the family on earth, me and you be part of succoring this generation. In the precious name of Jesus. So with me, not everything that comes to my hand should go to my mouth. That's why I eat with only one hand. The other hand is for others. So help me God. Let's rise to our feet, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands to heaven and just surrender to Him. What you say, I will do. Where you said, I will go. What you command, I will obey. I know you are not a deceiver. I know you are not a liar. I know you are on the throne forever. Lift up your hands and give yourself to God in a genuine preparation against the times to come. That may be well with you and that may prolong your days upon the earth. If you want it to be well with you, if you want to live, don't turn aside to the left or to the right. Preparation is the secret behind greatness. Whatever is not prepared for does not become much, does not amount to much. The quality of your preparation today determines your greatness at that night season. The night season is coming, but our preparation is still possible now. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'd like you to put your right hand on your chest and yield yourself, dedicate yourself to qualitative preparation against this time that is coming. Dedicate your life to it. Lord, I dedicate myself to your word. As it relates to the preparation required of me against the time to come, I must not end my journey as a beggar. Now that I'm still a believer, I subscribe to qualitative preparation against the time to come. I believe your word. I believe your instructions. I believe your commandments. So help me God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, grant everyone's desire that no one shall be a failure in this preparatory time. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Let us rejoice always in the Lord.